The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hakol Moedim." Everybody agrees. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. On top of that, Mem Vav and Aleph. Shem Huskuku Zeh Lo Zeh. Shem Akvin Zeh Zeh. That if they did, if they came together ready, if the Kvosim and the Shtei Lechem came together, if they were once attached together, the Huskuku, they were attached together. So now you can't bring one without the other. Now the Gemara explains, V'yezehu Zika Shalhen. What's called that they were attached already together? The Shnei HaKvosim that we bring on Shavuos and the Shtei Lechem, they mean Shechita. They have already shechted the Shnei Kvosim. At that time you had the Lechem there, so Lechem got its Kedusha then. So Rashi says, V'yachakach Ovad Oy Lechem HaKvosim, and then later one of the two got lost, is Ovad HaKul, everything is lost. That once they got attached B'Shah Shechita, you have to have both of them together. Now they get like a Hukvah to be like one Korban together, and now you cannot separate them anymore. Omer Ulu says though, Boy Vimarov in Eretz Yisrael Yehta Shailo, Tenufa Oysa Ziko Yein Oysa Zika. Even before they make Shita, we have before there's a mitzvah of Tenufa, that the Kohen has to pick up together the Kvosim with the Shtei Lechem, when the Kvosim is still alive. So if they do that, does that make like it's now Hukva, it's like one big carbon, and if you lose one of the two, you can't bring them? Or maybe no, only Shita is Huskak, but not just the Tenufa. That's the Shailo. So that's what Ula said over there. He saw the Estes for Shiloh. And the Parshat lay mid Rabbi Yechanan. They brought a proof from our Rabbi Yechanan that Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Shechita Oysa Zika, what makes them attached? What makes it like one carbon? Only if you made a Shechita ready on the Kvosim and the Lechem was there. Mechlal, it's a proof though, that Tenufa Ein Oysa Zika, that if you only had a Tenufa so far, they did not make a Shechita, they only picked them up together, that that's not Kaveirit. That's not Huskuk, Zel is there. Therefore, if one gets lost, you can still bring the other without one. Samara says, really, maybe there's not a proof. I'll tell you, maybe the Rabbi Yechanan Guf Kami Boyalei. So we have a shal exactly what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yechanan. Is the Pshat from Rabbi Yechanan really that Nifshav Shitle Le Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan says for sure it's Poshet him that really only the Shchit Oysa Zika, but Utnufein Oysa Zika. Is that really the Pshat from Rabbi Yechanan that he's for sure? That only if you already made the Shechita on the Kvosim, that's what Huskuku Zel is there. And if you only made a Tenufa just to kind of lift them up together, that does not do it. Or do we maybe know, maybe the Pshat is like this in Rabbi Yechanan, that Shechita, Pshita, Le'enechlam, if you make a Shechita, that's Pshita to him. He says, for sure then, that's considered Huskuku Zel is there, considered Kaveya to be one big carbon. But a Tenufa Mesafkelei, but if you only make a tenuf, you just pick them up together, that's like a suffix to Rabbi Yechanan. So maybe tackle we have a suffix if tenufa could be huskuku zelazer. So after the Gemara says, it's a good shiloh, if tenufa also helps to make huskuku, to say that if you're missing one now, you can't bring one without the other. Now the Gemara says, oh, malay Rabbi Yehuda, barachanino, l'rafuna, pred Rabbi Yeshua, ivoki ksiv kodesh yil Hashem. La koyin, when the posik says this posik of kodesh yil Hashem la koyin, that it should go to the koyin, we say not the tenufa, we say not shtei lechem, goes to the koyin. Bosa tenufa ksivei, it says that after tenufa, after they already picked it up together, and it's still a pligi benenas Rabbi Kiva, and still a machlokes benenas and Rabbi Kiva, which one could you bring without the other? But they both agree you could bring one without the other. Is the shali, could you bring the kvosim now without the shtei lechem? Or could you bring the shtei lechem without the kvosim? But I call upon him, even though there was a tenufa, still you could bring one without the other. So here we see clearly that tenufa is not make it huskuku zelazer. Even though there was a tenufa, still you could bring one without the other. That's the machlokes we had before. What's beyond this posik of kodesh yil Hashem lakayin? Does it mean Lashem and lakayin, something that goes to both like the shlomim? Or does it mean kulu lakayin like the mincha? So the Kuvra Kolponim is a proof, though, that even after Tenufa, he could bring one without the other. So Gemara says, a little time, even according to your reasoning. Is the Pasuk going to talk about Bosa Tenufa of Le'Bosa Shechita? This Pasuk that says, Kodesh Yil Hashem Makayin, is it only after the Tenufa? It's talking about in the Pesukim, even after the Shechita was done also. And after the Shechita was saying, for sure, it's Huskuku Zelazer. So what's back up Shana Pasuk? Elo Mayis Loch Lameima. What do you have to say over here? Mayis Loch Lameima. That Mikara Koi. That even though the Pasuk is talking about after the Shechita, but it's talking about the Loch of before Shechita. That before you were Huskuku, before Suskoku, Zel Lazer, before it became like one carbon, so you could bring one without the other. Oh my Kodesh Yil Hashem LaKayin, it means like this, a Dover Shesayfu LaKayin, something that eventually later, like the Mincha, or else the Kfosim, will lend that to be to the Kayin, so you could bring one without the other. Even though the Pesach talks about Yeftu Tnufa also, it just means Dover Shesayfu LaKayin. Just means something eventually end up to the Kayin, right now, before it was Suskoku, Zelazer, which means either before Shechito, or else it has to be even before Tanufa, you could bring one without the other. So the case, so we don't have a Pshitas, what will be by Tanufa is Tanufa Huskuku, or maybe not. Now the more is the question, O Shechito is a Zika, is it true what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, that once you made the Shechita by the Shnei Kvosim, for sure now you have to bring both together, the Shnei Kvosim and the Shnei Lechem, is that true? Or Rimino have a question. It says Alocha by a carbon toida. Do we know also there's lechem brought with a carbon toida? You have four sets, 10 apiece, there are 40 lechems. So it says like this, Ad Shaloi Shochto, before you made the shchit on the carbon toida, Nifras Lachma, if one of the lechems broke, nor came Chosar, is Yovi Lechem Acher. Just bring another lechem and place this one and it's okay. V'sheichet, and then you can still make the shchit on the carbon toida. What's going to be though, Misha Shochto Nifras Lachmo? Let's say after you made the Shechit on the Korban HaToida, now one of the Lechems broke open and it became Chosar. So din is Hadam Yizorik. Enechnam, you're allowed to make this Rikas Adam of this Korban HaToida. And Vihabosa Yoichel, the Korban itself you could eat. But Vide Nidro Lo Yotso, you're not Yotso, you're Neder. And the Locher is Valechem Posel. And the Lechem Tak is Posel, since it was Chosar. The lechem is posel, and you're not mekayim yochayv. Rashi says after it says Adam Yizorik means l'shem shlomim. It's like a korban shlomim avlo l'shem toida. And Rashi asked the question before when it says that it was nifrasa after shchita that mashma all the lechems are posel. Rashi says like how do you know this? Maybe only just one lechem is posel. How do we know all of them is posel? So Rashi says it comes out you learn it out. Nirbeina di melechem aponim gomar she minchas toida uksiv behi. Is kulam psulus. Sung it out from the lechem haponim. Safta locha on this korban toida. What's going to be nizrek hadam? Let's say they already made the shchitas on the korban toida and they made the zrikas hadam. Nizrek dam. Now the locha is, and now first after the zrikas hadam, one of the lechems became nifras, became chaser, is missing. So now the locker is like this. Everything is kosher, just torim min hasholem al haporos. Like out of these 40 lechems, these four different types, you have to take one challah from each type. You have to give four lechems to the kayin. That's like truma. So when you take one of the 10, do not take the nifras, the one that's broken, but take a sholem to be yotza, like the meiser, out of each one. That's all it says. As his term could have said, "Vehikri v'menu echod mikol korban, the mem chalasoyu." For your term echod meyeset took out one out of 10 to the kain, and the rest went to the bialim. So you have to make sure the one you take for truma should be min hasholem and not from the poros. So now another locha. What's going to be atchalay shochta before you made the shechita on the korban toida? Yotzo lachmo. Let's say one of the lechems went out chus l'chaymus yushlaim, and went out and has a psul yetzi on it. It says locha before the shechita machnisa. That's all. Bring it back in v'sheichet and shecht it. So Rashi says the chol zman shein kodesh b'shechita, and then this will be yetzi. Chol zman you didn't make the shechita on the korban atayid yet. It's not chal kedushas aguf on the lechem. So there's no psul yetzi. What's going to be misheshochto yotza lachmo? Let's say after you made the shechita on the korban toida, now one of the lechems go outside the chayma, so it's chalap psul on that lechem, you cannot use it. So locher is hadam yizorek v'yabosi yoichel. Enechanami, you're allowed to finish off this korban b'teras shlom. But v'deinitru lo yotz, again, you're not yotz of the neder. If your lechem posul, this lechem is posul, has a psul yetzi on it, you're not yotz of your rachayv, you do not have the aboyim lechem. What's going to be nizrek hadam? Let's say you already made this rikas hadam, and then one of the lechems went outside, had a psul yotzei. So again, terumi menu shebefnim al shebechutz. you let us still take off Trumi, Yotz, everything, the carbon and the Toidim. Just make sure the Trumi you take out is from the Pnim, the one that's the letterable, not from the Yotzei. What's going to be another halacha? Ad Shaloi Shochato, Nit Molachmo. Let's before you made the Shchit and the carbon Toidim, one of these lechem became Tomei. So halacha is, maybe lechem achar, for Shochit, just bring another lechem, exchange it, take another lechem that's still Tahor, and now you can make the Shchit and the carbon Toidim. What's going to be Misha Shochta after you already made the Shchit and the Korban Toida? Now Nitmo Lachmo, one of the Lechas became Tomei. So now here it's a little bit different. The other as Tumma the Locher is Adam Yizorek via Bosa Yechel. Again, that you're allowed to make as weak as Adam, you're allowed to eat from the boss of the Korban is kosher. But here the Chiddush is, Vide Nitru Yotzi, Yosu Yotzi Neder. Even though one of the Lechas became Tomei, still you're Yotzi Yede Nidroi. The question is why? The answer is Shatzitz Marat Salatuma. That the tzitz is Marat Salatuma, that negated to the Korban Atoida is considered like you have all the lechems here. Therefore, there's the Yotzi Neder also. But Avada of Alechem Posel, but the lechem itself is Posel, you can't eat the lechem. The tzitz is not Marat that you could eat it. The mice of lechem is still Tomei, that you can't eat. But our Korponim, Yotzi De Nidroi. Rashi says Shatzitz Marat Salachilos and Linyan Tuma, that's all. Now, what's going to be the loch of Nisrik Adam? Let's say you already made the Shechit to end the Zrikas Adam of the Korban Toida, and you had all 40 lechems here, and then it became Tomei. So the loch is Torah min HaTorah LaTomei. You can take off Truma from the Torah for the Tomei, and everything is kosher. That's what says the loch of Hilchos or Toida. Now the question is, for ye, Sarkotat, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Yechon says, that Shechita, Oysa Zika, that once you make the Shechita on the Korban, over here we have by Shnei Kvos and Nishtei Halechem, the crew of the same Sforah should apply here, by a Korban Toida, and it's 40 Lechems, if so, Kiv on Shehuskuku Zelazeh B'Shechita, as soon as you made a Shechita on the Korban Toida, you made an attachment here, that the Toida and the Lechem is attached together, it's like one big Korban right now, if so, how could you tell me the locker is, that if now there's a Psu Yetzei, or there's a psul nifras, that's chosar, that you can still bring the korban, just you cannot bring the lechems, as lechur ifsle lechem is tilsele toida. Once the lechem becomes posa with these psulim of chosar, or psul yaitzei, lechur then the korban should also become posa. How could you bring the korban? Where it's a kashan of Yechanan. So where it says no, shani toida by korban toida, it's different. Trachmona kar yishlamin. The Torah called the Korban Toida Shlomim. Rashi says Toida Shlomim. Mashma Yafa Pi Shoisa Toida Vishas Lachmo. Even though Vishas Yed Lechem is Huskak to be a Toida. But if something goes wrong, there's a special loch here. Chazeres Tia Shlomim Bloy Lechem. It could come back to be a Shlomim. Avakiv Tia Teresim Lachmo. Kruy Shlomim. Mashenka by Kiv Tia Teres is only called the Shlomim with the Lechem. So the Kiv Tia Teres, once you made a Shchit, it's attached. You can't separate them. But a Korban Toida, even though it was attached, when one becomes posel, he can still bring the Toida, but a Korban Shlomim. So we're starting to Shani Toida, to Rachmona Kari Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Kurevim. But Loi Lechem, just like a Korban Shlomim could be brought without Lechem, is Av Toida Korban Lechem, or did the Toida also was brought without its Lechem. Therefore, there's no Kashan of Yechanan. Omri Rabbi Yim says, if you want to tell me about the shalom we had before, that may be tenufa, when you just pick up the shtei lechem and the kiss of yatzeres, it makes a zikom that now it's attached, and it's like one big korban, you have to bring both of them together. What's going to be of ad halechem, if you